Clipper Audio presents an unabridged recording of The Bellmaker, A Tale from Redwall, by Brian Jakes, narrated by the author and others. Many warriors own the glory, but the saying in Redwall is, "This is the Bellmaker's story, because the dream was his."
Storm-bruised clouds, heavy and lowering, drop teeming rain into the howling March wind, slanting in from the northwest to batter the last of winter's snow that clung to the stones of Redwall Abbey. Inside the gatehouse, it was snug and warm, though there was not much room. All the available chairs and floor space had been taken up by little creatures, moles, mice, squirrels and hedgehogs. They watched in silence as an ancient squirrel, silver-haired and bent with age from long seasons, banked up the fire with two beech logs. He turned slowly, and shooing two very young mice from his armchair, the aged squirrel sat, a twinkle in his eye, as he watched his audience.
"Sit still. Be good, my dibbons. The special breakfast will soon be here. Listen for the knock now. My ears don't work very well these days."
The little ones, who were collectively known as Dibbons, cupped paws about their ears, listening intently. All that could be heard was the spattering rain on the windows and the wind mourning its dirge around the outside walls. The knock came upon the door, like a spell being broken. A bass-voiced mole babe stood up shouting,
"Hurr, Abbey breakfast!"
Several of the young ones had to force the door open against the gale.